Let us pray. God of love, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning doesn't sound very Christmassy, because it's not, but it is very Advent-y. It is perfectly placed in our lectionary calendar as we prepare for the coming of Christ. The apocalyptic language of Mark chapter 13 about the end of the world is not the sort of thing you want to read right before falling asleep, much less while you're wrapping Christmas presents. It's pretty scary. Mark 13 is one of those chapters in the Bible that would scare you to death if you were to dwell on it or spend any time with it at all. Earthquakes, giant buildings falling down, wars and rumors of wars, and eventually the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. I imagine it's a scene to which even Hollywood, with all its special effects, couldn't really do much justice. It's a pretty scary chapter. But life is scary, isn't it? I don't want to ruin your day, but even if you and I are not here when history comes to an end and the stars fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies are shaken, there is much in life to fear. Every day, people die from tragic accidents or homicides. Every 43 seconds since the 1st of December, someone in the United States died from COVID-19. We don't have to think about the end of time to get ourselves into an anxious state. There's plenty to keep us in turmoil. And so we need to deal with chapter 13 of Mark. We need to confront the fact of dramatic upheavals that they will come as time passes. Whether it's the end of the world or a terrorist attack or a life-threatening disease or whatever may come our way. None of us know the future. As the popular saying goes, if you want to give God a good laugh, show him your day planner. It's only prudent that we make plans and that we try to keep to our schedules, but no one really knows what tomorrow will bring. I think it's telling that in this 13th chapter of Mark, Jesus says that even he doesn't know when God will bring down the final curtain on the human experiment. We read in verse 32, no one knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Of course, that doesn't keep self-appointed prophets from setting dates from time to time and getting gullible followers all alarmed. Well, someday God will come. We don't know when. But even more in relevance to each of us, that there will be a time that God will come for us personally. Maybe you would like to know when that time would be. But most of us, I suspect, would rather not know. It would be a heavy burden to bear. We'd prefer to leave such things to God. And that, my friends, is the way it should be. Because God is still in charge. There's much in life that's beyond our control. But nothing is beyond God's control. Our God, our Abba, our Daddy, he loves us intimately. So why not leave things in God's hands and just relax? Bishop Desmond Tutu once spoke of his own struggle with life and with God. He recalled in that speech his favorite cartoon, a picture of God standing next to an open filing cabinet. Open files are strewn all around the filing cabinet, and God, in obvious despair, has his hand on his head. The caption has God saying, "Oh no, I seem to have lost my copy of the divine plan." Well, God hasn't lost his copy of the divine plan. And God's plan is still in effect. God is in charge of how and when time will end. And God is in charge of our lives. God will provide for our needs, regardless of what may come. God's plan is that there will come a time when suffering and death and despair will all be taken away. God has not mislaid God's plan. Whatever comes our way, we can trust God that will take care of our future. God is in control. Author Robert Louis Stevenson once put it like this. The stars shine over the mountains. The stars shine over the sea. The stars look up to the mighty God. The stars look down on me. The stars shall last for 1,000,000 years, 1,000,000 years and a day. But God and I will live in love when the stars have passed away. My friends, no one knows what the future may bring, but we do know who's in control of the future. The one who is our loving parent, God. God is in control. No one knows the future, but we do know the one who holds the future. And that, my friends, is good news. Amen.